All right, let's have a discussion about the church culture and leadership. The church culture and leadership. And of course, the first question I want to ask you is this. When you think about America, let's just keep it in America for now, just to kind of make this, a topic that won't seem overwhelming, because we're trying to think about what's happening in those countries in Europe and those countries in Africa. Let's just keep it in America for now. Later discussion, maybe look at it on a worldwide level, but for now, just in America. And when we think about cultural leadership, how do you think that we're doing? How do you think the church is doing? Cultural leadership. And of course, when Americans think about cultural leadership and they equate that to the church, very often the position, the title, the person who will be thought of the most will be the pastor. And so when you think about culture, leadership, and the church, culture, leadership, and our pastors, how do you think our pastors are doing when it comes to engaging in effective cultural leadership? Now, of course, one of the things that we have to kind of agree on, or at least have an understanding of, is what we mean by cultural leadership. What are we referring to when we say cultural? The leadership part is maybe a little, kind of easy, but what about the culture aspect of it? Well, one of the things that we do as we look into that is do some of the things that the Barna Group has done, and that is find out what a lot of Americans have to say about church leaders, particularly our pastors of all denominations, all ethnicities, etc. What do people think about our pastors and the job that they've done up to now? What do they think about the role we play, the pastors play, in helping to direct and guide the thinking of the rest of America? Let's get some ideas from the Barna Group, hear what they have discovered as they've done their research on this.
You've read the headlines. The number of people who do not affiliate with a particular religion is on the rise. Younger generations, mainly millennials, exhibit a lack of trust in institutions, especially the church. Many Americans have begun to view Christian beliefs and behaviors as extremist. It's not a very welcoming environment for pastors. To be clear, most people don't actively hate pastors. They just don't really care about them. Only 1/4 of all U.S. adults holds a very positive opinion of pastors in general. Meanwhile, roughly the same proportion reports a negative opinion. Given this lukewarm reception, ministers hold only a certain amount of clout in their communities. 1/4 of the general population says pastoral influence in their city or neighborhood is minimal, while just 1 in 5 adults goes so far as to call their pastors very influential.
Interesting. They're saying that 1 in 5 adults say that their own pastors are very influential. Are some of you thinking about days gone by? When I say days gone by, maybe a few decades ago, and you're recalling a time when pastors were well thought of, highly regarded. I mean, all across the community. I know within the Black community, that was a big thing. Oh, a pastor? Oh, yeah, you really believed in the pastor. What's happening? What's been happening, though, over the years that has changed that? I mean, because notice again, she said that 1 in 5 adults say their pastors are very influential. Even if we don't think about our own pastors, but we just think about pastors in general, what do you think are some of the reasons that so many people find pastors to be uninfluential now, not having nearly as significant a role to play in the topics of our day as in the past. Would you say that a lot of it has something to do with the way so many pastors have governed their lives over the decades and centuries? I mean, sometimes, you know, we can only go so far at playing pretend. And, you know, we have a good idea. I mean, we don't all know it all. None of us knows it all. But some of us have better ideas than others simply because of extended study. But a lot of us, even without study, have some notion of what a pastor should be about. And even in just a very general sense, most people have an idea that a pastor should be in some kind of way not only representing, but by representing well, resembling God in their character. But now we go way back, way, way back, and we recall something that has been a problem for many, many, many years. Let's go back to the days of slavery, when we had pastors who were not only refusing to speak out against slavery and horrible treatment of black people, but we had many pastors who actually promoted slavery and continued horrible treatment of black people. Now, the good news is eventually there came along some pastors who diligently fought against that. But there's a problem when you have a lot of pastors who are promoting the very thing that so many people know on just an intuitive level are things that God would not be promoting. The rape of women, slaves. Sex with some of the children, even of the same gender. Abusing them sexually. Physically abusing the men, breaking up families. And then we move into the civil rights era, Jim Crow, and just murdering black people for no reason. Move on in the civil rights era and you still have many, many people supporting mistreatment of black people and in all the ethnicities. Sexual misconduct amongst the clergy. Dishonesty amongst the clergy. Theft among the clergy. More on this in just a few.